Which Billy C is worse?
Obviously, Jello Billy is worse.
Jello Billy. There's Saxabilly and Jello Billy. Is there like, this is a good cartoon show we got started here.
Can we use, can Bill Cosby do a voice from jail?
You just have flaccid teeth here. I don't know. Is that a question? Yes or no?
Let's start with that. Flaccid teeth. Yes or no?
I'm going to say no. I don't want that or have that.
All right. Let me explain. There was a question on Ask Reddit this morning that was, would you take $10 million to have teeth that were flaccid until you were hungry? And once hungry, they became usable to eat with.
Oh my God. How much money? 10 million?
10 million, yes.
Oh my God. How would that even... What if you like accidentally mash them together when they're flaccid? Like, do they pop?
What do you mean pop?
I don't know. Like, what are they made of? I'm picturing them as like skin sacks, like little balloons, kind of.
That's disgusting.
Well, obviously, like, how can it not be?
No, picture them flaccid as teeth. Picture them as teeth, normal teeth. But you know how your baby teeth get soft when they come out?
I don't remember really how that felt. No.
Well, they get sort of flaccid. The tooth itself gets sort of. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it's just the root. It's probably just the root. But anyways.
I'm picturing them being like softer than your gums when they're flaccid.
Yeah. They're not usable for eating when you're not hungry.
So, oh my God.
I feel
that seems awful, honestly.
But they're
because I'm a grinder of my teeth. Oh. So I'd probably mangle them.
Yeah. Let's assume though that there's biological protections and you can't really harm yourself. It's just you can't eat. I feel that you would have trouble speaking probably if you weren't hungry. We'd have to work around that. you'd want your girlfriend to be fed well before sexual.
So true. Yeah. Yeah. Blowjobs would go up
like dinner dates
in quality worldwide.
Yeah. Dinner dates would be the norm, right? You'd have a feast before.
Would the teeth get softer the less hungry, or like the more full she was?
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Or he, sorry, sexist.
I was thinking that too. How long does it last? Like once you start eating, do they start going soft? Do you have to eat quickly?
Yeah.
Do you get like an hour?
That's how you know you're done.
Yeah.
Your teeth start softening.
I didn't read any of the Reddit comments except the top one accidentally because I was thinking we need to do this on the show. But the top one was, yeah, I would do this in a heartbeat because it's like dieting. It's like free way to diet. You never overeat because your teeth won't let you.
Maybe. Don't fat people feel hungry all the time?
I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure they do. I do.
I would do it, though. I would do it for $10 million. $10 million is a lot of money, and... It's not as if you can't eat. You just need to be hungry.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd probably get like a grill just in case. Or more like a mouth guard.
Like dentures almost.
Yeah, that just kind of, or like Invisaligns that basically made like false hard teeth just in case I was like walking along and like tripped and my jaw slammed shut and I burst all my teeth. That'd be my number one fear, bursting teeth.
Okay, how about this? Your teeth don't soften when you're not hungry, but they do retract.
I don't know. That's kind of better because I feel less scared of them popping.
Yeah,
now,
it takes away your fear, right? So but I've taken away all the negatives for you. Why aren't you taking the $10 million?
But you're also like, you have old man lips now. Like,
yeah, but so does everyone. Well, I guess maybe not everyone else. This is just you. Your smile is just gummy. All gums.
Uh-huh.
But $10 million? Just be hungry all the time, you know?
Yeah, fuck it. I'll just eat milkshakes for the rest of my life.
Yeah. That way you feel hungry. Or do like intravenous food or whatever, like.
No, that's gross. I couldn't eat through a tube.
Well,
just because like the port would get gross.
Well, yeah, when you're putting mashed potatoes in it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, don't get me wrong, I want the ability to absorb food through different methods, orifices, injection ports, pills, whatever.
Have you ever thought about how your belly button is that and then they take it away right when you're born?
Yeah.
It's so efficient.
Yeah.
We should find a way to keep it going.
Totally. Yeah. That'd be so smart.
Do babies don't breathe until they come out too. Everything is through the tube, right? So.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got to figure out a way to keep the umbilical cord intact and use that.
Mm-hmm. Or just stay in the womb forever.
We need more wombs.
We need more larger wombs.
Isn't that basically what they're in The Matrix? Big wombs?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you watch The Matrix on the 20th anniversary the other day?
I didn't. I should have.
Oh, not a true fan.
How do you feel about The Matrix sequels? I saw a Twitter thread that was saying he hates everyone who hates on The Matrix sequels because they're not that bad.
They aren't that bad. In fact, Matrix Reloaded, I had the DVD and I probably watched it till it fell apart. But it's nowhere, like, they don't touch the original, obviously. Like, the original is perfect. That's a cinematic masterpiece.
Right.
But the follow-ups are like fun, but, you know, whatever.
They had huge budgets. So how could they not be cool, at least cool in action sequences?
Well, like, the story of the first Matrix is like self-contained. Like, the second two feel like an unnecessary kind of continuation.
Yeah. So, final answer. Soft teeth, 10 million.
Do it.
10 million is so much money to me that I would take it for a lot of stupid reasons.
You want to do a 10 million lightning round?
We'd have, yeah. It would just be yes. Like, there's nothing.
Would you, for $10 million, would you have your penis explode every day?
Yeah, that's wild. I assume I survive.
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
Oh, it hurts so bad. But it heals within a day.
How long does it hurt for?
It just heals in time for it to explode again.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to say no then. But if it exploded and was and got better within the span of an hour, I'd probably take $10 million for that.
In the span of an hour. Okay.
Yeah.
About...
So I just have to be in excruciating pain for an hour a day for $10 million. That's the root of that question.
Uh-huh.
And yes.
But it's also unpredictable.
Yes, I knew you were going to say that. That's really tough. That makes it a lot tougher.
But you have a cool watch that gives you like a 2-minute countdown.
The more layers you add to this, the better it gets. We're writing the coolest science fiction movie. 2-minute countdown, penis explosion. I have to say no because of the hour-long recovery time. I would do the 2-minute. I would do the random with the 2-minute countdown if the recovery time was closer to 10 minutes.
Okay.
Because I could just excuse myself in whatever situation.
No, it's like a violent, fiery explosion.
Fiery?
Yeah. It doesn't just pop for no reason. It's like...
I thought it just popped and was bloody and I could just change pants or whatever.
Well, you'll have to change pants for sure because there's going to be like a little burnt hole in your crotch.
Yeah, you're picturing like an accelerated, something with an accelerant. Like a.
Yeah. It's as if like you received a secret message, Mission Impossible style, through right. your penis, and then it self-destructed.
Right. As if you punctured a lithium ion battery
yeah.
inside of your penis.
Perfect. It's like you're... Like your dick was a Samsung Galaxy 7.
Yeah, that's harder. That's harder. I'd probably say no to that. Just because of the, if it's random, it makes your life really hard to live.
Yeah.
I would do that one though if it was scheduled every day.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
And I just had to schedule around it. Because $10 million is, you know, a lot.
Okay, I have a sponsor for today's episode. I have some copy to read they sent us.
Okay.
Are you tired of the government listening to your every conversation? Are you sick of extraterrestrial entities stealing your thoughts and or sending you messages to kill, kill, kill? Try aluminum foil. We take rocks from deep underground and melt them and extrude them into long, flat sheets, perfect for folding into hats or covering the walls of your home. Turn your shower into a Faraday cage in no time with aluminum foil, also oven safe. Okay, what is like your like filler word?
I hate you so much for phrasing it that way. Obviously, my filler word is like, and I just used the word
We're such bad broadcasters.
I know. It's so hard. It's so hard. I remember my parents getting mad at me for saying like as a child mm-hmm. because it was the new filler word at the time. And I think you always get mad at the new filler words.
Yeah. When did like become a thing?
I think in the 90s. Like, fuck.
Is it part of Valley Girl speak?
I believe so. I'm trying so hard not to say it right now that I can't even speak.
I know, there's just going to be so many big gaps in our conversation now that you'll have to edit out.
It's probably better, though. It's probably better than angering people by hearing like constantly. Uh-huh. There are some episodes where I got mad while editing, and I was taking them out, and there's still way too many.
Uh-huh.
But I've heard that the way to get rid of filler words is to just not... Like, it's okay. Shit. It's okay to...
Well, you can still say a like here and there if you're about to list, like, some examples.
You didn't need it there, though. Like, some examples. You didn't need like there.
Actually, some examples was an example.
You can get rid of 90% of your likes.
That's true. But sometimes they feel kind of natural.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a way of speaking, and some of them are okay, and it's only when it gets excessive that it becomes annoying. But I've heard that the way to get rid of filler words is just become okay with silences.
Uh-huh.
You have to be okay with just not filling the air with your voice vibrations all the time.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is that some people are so used to like not having the pauses...
Yeah.
That like if see
you said it twice in this sentence.
If you leave a little gap, then they'll
jump
cock their head or jump in or say what or something.
It's really annoying when people can't have a silence in their conversation and they jump right in.
Uh-huh.
And sort of talk over you. And I've always been a soft spoken person, so I get talked over a lot unless I am actively trying not to be. Like I go into a different mode in meetings or phone calls where I project more and just try to be a bigger presence in the room because otherwise I'll just get talked over the whole time.
Yeah.
But in casual conversation, I don't talk that way.
Yeah, it probably helps if you use like the posture tricks where like if you... The, like certain ways you can stand.
Yeah, absolutely.
To feel like more powerful.
Yeah. Oh my god. Should we have a buzzer or something? Some sort of
Like a shock, like a wire.
Yeah. You just did it again.
But it was damn it.
I want us to try to avoid using it. If we can get through a whole episode without saying it, even You can replace it with other words to begin lists. Like, there's no reason. I just said it. There's no reason to say it. So if we can get through a whole question without saying it, I think we've succeeded.
That's impossible.
It's not impossible. We can do it.
All right. Well, we have a challenge for ourselves anyways.
Yeah.